Please remain standing and turn in your hymnals and prepare for our first hymn, number 145.
3 minutes. Finish that. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Good morning. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you this morning to First Church, the United Methodist Church here in Warsaw. It is so great to see each and every one of you, and we thank you for your presence. If you're listening on the radio, we welcome you as well, and it is just great to have all of you, both radio and all of you here present. I have to admit, Doug Wynn and I drove in from Springfield, so my timing's a little off this morning. If you wonder why I'm, maybe for some of you I'll hit it this morning, I don't know. Some of you may think I'm off every Sunday morning, you never know. But the youth were in Springfield this weekend at a WOW conference, and that's an acronym which I never can remember the words to the acronym. But anyway, over 2,000 youth were there, United Methodist youth, and we had several... Well, there were a couple really good bands, and then there were other bands
One
there
minute.
As well. For the first time, I thought I might be getting old. But no, it was a great time, and there were two comedians there that were the primary teachers, and they just allowed all of us to laugh and yet bring a powerful message of Christ. They were from Hollywood. And so there is hope for Hollywood if these two have anything to say about it. I tell you what, they are wonderful.
30 seconds.
They have done... Oh, I welcome the people on the radio, and they're not even listening. So they are, anyway, just wonderful comedians, and they did a great time this year, this weekend. If you would open up your bulletins this morning to your announcements... The blue insert, I believe. As I said, we just welcome you this morning to First Church as we share the light of Christ with the Lakes area, and we are excited for your presence. Now, the ushers will be, as you are looking at your announcement sheet, the ushers will be handing out registration pads. I invite you to take that and put your name, address, and telephone number in that so we can greet you properly. If you are visiting with us this morning, we put out a special welcome for you to sign all your information in there so we can greet you and say thank you so much for worshiping with us this morning. Also, for those who are regular attenders and for those who are members, we need your information, even emails, if you don't mind giving that to us. That is a primary communication tool these days. But we had some software issues in the office that we're trying to get straightened out. We bought some new software. And when we downloaded that to our computer. It reached out and grabbed information that we didn't know existed and also deleted some other information. And so we need your help to make sure that all of your personal information is correct in our software. So please fill out that information this morning. All right. As you look at our announcement sheet this morning, there are many things going on. As you notice, the red insert is about a Valentine's Day banquet, and they are going to be selling tickets this morning out in the entryway of the church there. And so I invite you to take that and just make sure that you look. We're trying to get away. There are so many awesome and important things to talk about in worship service, and we're trying to get away from reading for you everything that's already in the bulletin. So we are asking you, please, as we move forward from this point, pay a special attention to the announcements, the inserts that are in there, that those inserts are not there just because we enjoy using paper. They are there for your information, and it's information that we want you to have. So please make sure you look at each of those inserts. The Valentine's Day banquet, tickets are being sold today, and they need to know what kind of food to buy. So, also, one thing that is important, and this goes back to the software issue. A couple weeks ago, those of you who are regular attenders and members should have received a pledge letter, a stewardship letter, or what I call a commitment letter that talked about our plan of ministry for 2008. It had a percentage of giving in that letter, and it had just a cover letter, and also it had a card in there that I called a commitment card for you to sign and put the amount that you choose to give to your church family and send it back. We really need you. It's been a couple weeks. We really need you to send that in so we understand where we stand and what your wishes are. That is a very honest account and I think exciting account of all the things that are planned for 2008. And as a church, we can step out on faith, but we, as a business, we need to understand that we actually have a foundation to do that with. So please take time, if you haven't read that, read that carefully. And it is just a really exciting thing that the things that we have planned as a staff and the leadership of this church for 2008 that I am excited about. If you did not receive that, let us know. As I said, there's some software glitches that we have been dealing with. And we know that there are some who have not received that letter. So please let us know if you have or have not received that letter. If you are visiting with us and you would love to see that letter, even just to see what our plan of ministry is for 2008, let us know as well and we'll send that to you so you can see where we understand God calling us in 2008. We have a couple guest speakers this morning. For one is a stewardship minute. Larry Kahn is going to come up and lead us. And then Diane Gokenauer will come up for an evangelism minute after Larry is done. Larry?